What's up, everybody? I'm your host, Ale, of this amazing, funny, out-of-pocket podcast, Sin Vergüenza. I'm joined alongside today by my co-host,
Mr. Anonymous.
And today is Saturday, the last Saturday of April. So when this drops, it'll be April 1st. Or wait, hold on. What's next month? May 1st. Oh, the bills are going to get paid. But guess what? Y'all can listen to this podcast to lift up those fucking It was 34 seconds, so I made it. To lift those spirits up. We're not allowed to cuss within the first 30. Right now, it doesn't matter because we're not getting paid for these episodes, but maybe later. So might as well start practicing. But yes, today is May 1st. Do you want to wish them a little good spirit for their month of May? Or do you want... Here, I'll go first. Maybe it'll like help you figure something out you want to tell them. So for this May, I wish you guys... let's see. I hope a good amount of money comes in your way. I hope that some good change happens to you in this month with either your job or maybe within something you've been working on, a personal project or a personal goal. So I hope you get either you complete it or you get into a good spot with it. Let's see. I also hope that you have some fun times. We're about to start getting into the warm weather, so I hope you get a good even tan. And for you construction workers, pues valió verga, because you're not going to get that good even tan. But put some sunspray on, boys. So yeah, I just wish you guys some good prosperity throughout the month of May.
Wish one of you guys hits the lotto, gets a boat, invites us, you know.
My cat's eating the top of my car. Oh my god, take that shit out of your mouth. Take it out. Sorry guys, if you guys smoke carts, the little like plastic that covers the top of your car so it doesn't get dirty, my cat was eating that shit. PETA, I didn't do it. These fuckers just grab anything they want in my room. Oh my god, he looks like he's about to beat my ass. Anyways, sorry, continue.
And that's about it. Okay. I just want somebody to have a boat and invite us.
Okay, so I hope that in this May you guys get a boat and we could go on the boat. Sounds good. For sure, can't wait to go swimming. Where were you talking about it? Like, guys, literally it poured and rained so much yesterday. It was like cold ass, gloomy weather, which I loved it. I loved it. You want to talk about our weekends?
Foodie Fest is here, so we went and got a little extra weight on us, working on winter's, what is it called?
Winter hibernation or fur coat or a winter coat.
Yeah, my winter coat and shit already.
Mm-hmm. Gotta prepare. So Foodie Fest, if you guys don't know, it's a big carnival with a bunch of food trucks that comes to Vegas. There's Foodie Land and Foodie Fest. So this one's over in Henderson. We saw some performances, so much yummy food, guys. But again, we got the hibachi. It was pretty good. Their shrimp was so good with some lime. We got a baked potato. It was so huge. Make sure you watch out on the TikTok. We're going to post some clips, but the potato was freaking huge. It was so yummy. This was our first ever like date that we went on, like carnival date together. And ever since then, we've just been eating together ever since. But this is our third year going to Foodie Fest together. And honestly, the first 2 years, you know what? The first year, we went like for everything, food and carnival. Second year and this year, we just walked in and out for our food and dipped. Like, literally, that is it. So, yeah, guys, if you guys are, next year, because by the time you hear this, it'll be over. But next year, check out Foodie Fest. They always got some good stuff.
Do you want to shout out the people we ate with yesterday?
Sure. I know one was Potato Junkies.
Yeah, so one is Potato Junkies Las Vegas. Shout out to them.
The one we got, like I said, look at the TikTok, but it came with the potato, sour cream, chives, steak, cheese. I'm pretty sure that's it, no?
I think so. And it's like a decent amount. Steak. Like, the thing is, we were like, with me, I like to go places where I can get a big plate because I do eat a lot. And both of these places, like, the food was
hella. The portion was, enough to feed us both, guys. And we still had leftovers that we ate this morning. And yeah, those potatoes, it's more than one potato in there for sure. So and then pretty good.
The other place is Hibachi Done Right.
And it was done right, guys. I'm telling you, that fucking shrimp was so good. The steak and the chicken too, but the shrimp was my favorite from last night.
Honestly, I don't eat like fish anywhere, and especially not like food trucks or nothing. But when I seen it, I was like, you know, like I'm gonna give it a try, and it did right.
It was good. It was very yummy. So tonight, we're gonna go ahead and go again and see what we can get, guys. We went off 2 edibles each, smoked a little bit. We had our carts in us, so we went zooted as fuck. And shout out to Lily, our host. You ate some of it last night. We got some more Flight Bite gummies, guys. We got one that was Sunshine Punch and then another one Rainbow some shit. They're nerd candy gummies in a way. Like, it's a gummy with nerds on top, so shout out to those edibles. What did we have last night, though? Can you pass it? They're in my purse right here, the white one. And these are the edibles that we went off on last night, guys, because they hit pretty good too. These are Canna gummies. They are the acai blueberry flavor. They have 100 milligrams of THC and 200 of CBG. What did you think about them? This was our second night taking them. How do you like them?
They actually taste pretty good. Like, that's what I liked about them. They taste really good. And it like smoothly transitions you into it. It's not like it hits you right away, you know?
How do you like the way it makes you feel?
Calm and relaxed, to be honest. Like, it really just calms you down.
We got 2 different effects.
I don't like being around people that much, so like it didn't make me feel odd in a way. So yeah.
Okay. So for me, the first day we took them, I got the munchies so bad. Like, I don't even know what were we eating that day that I don't know.
I'm not sure.
But I kept eating more after that. So they for sure hit with munchies. And then yesterday they for sure hit with munchies too. But the effect was a little different because that was like my period was literally like about to hit. So the munchies hit even more. Like, everything sounded so good off of them.
You guys were walking around and every single like stand, she was over here. Ooh. What they have this, like, mm-hmm. Okay, like
I couldn't decide, so at that point I was just like, pick 2 places and that's what we're getting, because at this point I really don't care, I'm trying to eat. So it really did, like, the munchies for sure were like fucking out the roof, because even last night when we got home we were full. I still ate like a handful of Takis, and then when you knocked out I made some chocolate milk. Really, really chocolatey. Like,
you guys,
if you check out my cup, that shit is still black at the bottom.
We need to settle this. Do you guys say Takis or Takis?
I say Takis.
I say Takis.
Tomato, tomato. They're still fucking good. But yeah, I had a big old cup of chocolate milk last night. And yeah, so those edibles for sure hit. They make me tired. No, tell me why. So they had already hit, but when we were waiting in line for the potatoes, I think it just hit a little extra. Because tell me why, like, you know how when edibles hit, you feel that douche and like it goes all throughout your body?
Like a little tingle?
Yeah. So when we were in line, I got that and I got cold. And so like that's when it started being like a bad high, because I started getting really overstimulated. There was so many conversations, different performances, music, like there was so much noises and we were surrounded by so many people. But even after that, like, the edibles like helped me relax, calm down, chill. So it was pretty fun. So we're gonna go off another couple edibles today, go to eat, and yeah, so far a good weekend. I'm pretty sure that's all I got.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, guys, check out Foodie Fest. Pretty good stuff. Check out those places we went to. We do recommend each of the plates we got for the hibachi. Like I said, at the potato one, we got the one with sirloin steak. It's called something like
the Bellagio.
Yeah, it's called the Bellagio. And then for the hibachi, we got the three meats, which was the shrimp, chicken, and steak. And yeah, pretty good, pretty good. But other than that, you said you're good. You don't have nothing else to say about your week or anything?
No, that's it.
No? All right. So, all right then, let's go ahead and go into our first segment that now finally has a name to it. It's called Uncontrolled Women. And with this segment, we're going to learn about the woman's body and its anatomy. So, we go on this period app called Flow. Flow is an app that helps you if you're trying to get pregnant, trying to stay not pregnant, and trying to just calculate your period so you're aware when it's going to come. It has a little chat room for girls where girls can go ahead and fuck around and also get serious with each other and ask for advice and yada, yada, yada. And then it has the period tracking part. And then it also has a part where we can go ahead and learn about the woman's anatomy. There's some doctors on there that gives us tips and tricks. And yeah, just a cool little app that has a lot of stuff on there. So again, today's segment is, well, this segment is called Uncontrolled Women. And today we're going to learn four ways to ease hormonal bloating. Okay, how do you feel when you get bloated?
As a man. Tired.
You feel tired?
Yeah, it feels like heavy, but just tired.
Like you're a little balloon animal?
Basically.
Okay. All right. So, this is going to be reviewed by Dr. Sabrina Scrandrer. She's a family physician. Sorry if I messed up your name. And a professor of family medicine and community health. She went to the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And she's been 25 years plus in family medicine. So she has a good little backstory to her right there. If you guys hear Ranger snoring, sorry. He was literally just awake a couple seconds ago. Sleeping on the job? Mm-mm. All right. So 70% of women experience symptoms, including bloating throughout their cycle. So it's not just you, homegirl. Just know we're here with you. So, number one, end of cycle salt storing. So, it's pretty common for you to feel a little more swollen in the second half of your luteal phase of your cycle. I looked up how to say it, guys, so that's how you say it. It begins around your ovulation or after your ovulation and lasts around 14 days, so 2 weeks. The estrogen and progesterone combo during this time of your cycle shifts in your body's sodium levels. So your body tends to store more salt, aka sodium, which binds water to itself. So when that happens, it doesn't excrete as much fluid as it normally would. So that's what kind of creates the puffiness in there. And again, salt is related to the sodium. So what you can do about it is just be aware of how much salt you're eating. The regular healthy salt intake is 1 teaspoon a day. When I read that, I was like, what the fuck? Because there's no way I'm intaking 1 teaspoon a day of salt. And I'm not like actively putting salt in my foods, but there's already salt in my foods. So that's nuts because I know for sure I'm not just taking a teaspoon.
Well, I mean, that's literally like barely a corner of a chip. Think about it that way.
Guys, I ate Takis yesterday and my stomach was fucked up on my period, like I said, y'all. But yeah, that was nuts to me. Like, no fucking way, dude. That's nuts. So guys,
especially being in like a Hispanic household and seeing how much salt we put in our food, it's like, imagine.
There's even salt in drinks, guys. Like, what the fuck? Like, that's what I'm saying. There's no way. Even you listening to this, tell me there's no way you're taking just 1 teaspoon of salt every fucking day. And if you are, you're fucking lying or you're starving, because it's like crazy to me that that's what we're supposed to healthily intake.
I'd be doing that.
So number two, hormone induced hunger. Oh, guys. Oh, boy. So there's scientific proof that your hormones are responsible, partially, for getting the munchies. And why is that? It's because of proestrogen, which leaks around 1 week before your period.
It's in the second part of your menstrual cycle, so our bodies spend and, you know, use more of our energy. So that's why we need to replenish it a little bit more throughout our calories. So that's why we get the, you know, the munchies and the nonstop cravings. So we also, through our menstrual cycle, we're also more prone to emotional eating. So we're kind of just like little monsters while we're on our periods. We're on a seafood diet. We seafood and we eat it. So what you can do about it is just check your connection between your cycle and how much you eat. You can use the Flow app to go ahead and do that, and it'll help you predict when that's about to start happening. Listen to your body and just know it's never that bad to have comfort foods every now and then. And our cycle is a couple of days. If you're lucky, only like 1 to 2. Bitch. But anyways.
Okay.
You lucky bitch. I think the shortest is 3 days, from 1 to 3 days. Well, yeah. 1, 2, 3. So, yeah. Treat yourself, guys. Number 3, your cycle versus IBS. So 40% of women have IBS, which is irritable bowel syndrome. So that could also be linked to our menstrual cycle. Some of the biggest symptoms for IBS is loose stool, bloating, abdominal pain, stool frequency, and bowel habit changes. So for sure, I'm in that team with you if you guys feel that during your cycle. And that is due to plummeting sex hormones during the late luteal phase of your period. If you don't have IBS, even if you don't have IBS, all those symptoms still happen within your cycle, or can happen. So what you can do about it is there's not really a cure. It's just to see what foods trigger it and ask your healthcare provider. There is some evidence that probiotic and prebiotic supplements might be able to help you. Also peppermint oil and getting some exercise in there, plus reducing your stress. Number 4, the hormonal stress clash. So scientists discovered that some women who feel stressed, they get it around 2 weeks before their period. So it's just like you get it 2 weeks before, you get it during, and then you feel a little bit after. So it's the whole month. Literally, we're emotional the whole fucking month. So it comes with bloating, anxiety, mood swings, and so on and so forth. Hormonal fluctuations in the week prior to your period make it harder than usual to deal with stress. So stress affects your brain and your gut. So it can trigger the bloating, pain, and discomfort. What you can do about it is just add more calm days, more you days, you know, more days to just relax into your schedule.
Just take like 2 or 3 dabs after work.
That might work for some.
Listen to some Pink Floyd.
Maybe something more light, because if you cough on your dab, it'll for sure make your cramps act up. Because you're moving those muscles down there. So you can also try yoga. It's scientifically proven to reduce stress. You can also try some vitamin N, aka nature. So honestly, guys, go out and get some sun, stretch in the sun, and it, trust me, it'll make you feel good. At least a 50-minute walk in a green space can ease your anxiety and feelings of negativity. So just go out and get some sun, go for a walk, and release your mind and just let it all go on that stroll. Like, watch those thoughts float away wherever you're walking. But yeah, that is 4 ways to ease hormonal bloating. And do you want to say anything about this?
I wonder if it gets easier once you hit menopause.
Well, yeah, because you're not. Well, I'm not sure. Maybe it's permanently bloating. Who knows? We don't know, guys. Don't ask that. We'll look that up later. But for right now, no clue. So now let's go ahead and move on. We have a couple of things that we can go ahead and talk about. Some serious stuff today. What do you really like care to start with? Do you want to get with something serious or something like that will make you think?
Make me think. So all we right. can end it in a high note.
All right, then we'll save that for the end, I guess, because that would be the high note. Well, I hope it's a high note. All right, so we're just going to go ahead and get started with some local Vegas news. Let's get it right out of here. Guys, Vegas is, once again, we're the highlight of the news for everybody. So, if you guys haven't heard, there's been a couple of things going on at Valley High School over here, again, in Las Vegas. So, has anything like this ever happened at your schools out in town?
Not to where, like, anything physical like that. I had a teacher break my desk.
Your desk?
Yeah, I got him mad because I had like a little laser pointer and I was just messing with it, like putting it on the back of his head and stuff like that. And his wife like walked in and noticed it. So yeah, he noticed like I was the one doing it. And he put like his weight on both sides of the desk and it cracked the whole desk, like split it through the whole middle.
And then what?
And then he was like, go to the office. He's like, and give me that. And then I got it back at the end of the day, though. So it was cool.
So what happened to the teacher? Nothing?
No, because he didn't like physically harm anybody. It was just like a warning, I guess, or I don't know. He just like, I don't know if he had to pay.
Were you scared?
Honestly,
how'd you feel
like
after that,
he looked like, don't get me wrong, he looked like a little bitch, like always kind of. But you know Gru?
Sure.
He looked like Gru.
Gru will fuck you up.
And once like I noticed that he had like enough strength to do that, I was like, God damn, like Incredible Hulk out here. Mm-mm. So I wasn't necessarily scared, but it was
you
just
were
still, like
annoying
geez.
As shit growing up.
Why?
That's just like it's those boys that try so hard to be the class clown that is just fucking annoying.
I didn't have to try.
Yeah. Fucking annoying. How I ended up with that one, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, you do.
Mm-mm. Anyways. All right. This teacher would have beat your ass then. So, guys. All right. Again. When was this? This was this Thursday. Right? Damn. I have everything here but the actual date it fucking happened. Yeah, it was Thursday. What was this Thursday? It was April, checking my calendar, 25th. So on April 25th, a substitute teacher fought a student. Okay, let me first start off with this. So
it wasn't even he fought him. He fucked him up.
So basically, in the articles that I've been reading from the local Vegas news stations, none of them say what happened before this and what caused the fight. Except a news station that's not even from here. It was like, let me see, Fox 26. So wherever the fuck Fox 26 is, they literally like are the only one of the only ones that I see that actually said what happened before this. So what happened before this was this kid basically told his teacher a racial slur, which is the N-word, called him the N-word, and then started swinging on him. What led up to this, I don't know, but this is what we know happened before the actual fight. So he called his teacher the N-word and started swinging on him. And so this is from Fox 5, our actual Las Vegas news, and this is what they had to say. So, again, he was a substitute teacher who was arrested after the incident at Valley High School on Thursday. Re'Quan Smith, he is 27 years old, is facing 4 charges, which is battery, interfering with a student to attend school, assault of a student, and threat to a student. Interfering with the student attending school. I bet that's all of them because all of the kids that were literally around him watching. I mean, sheesh. So the teacher in the video is seen throwing 5 punches. And if we could still get the clip of the video, guys, we'll upload the clip here. And knocking the student down to the ground. Eventually, once the student got back up in the video, you can hear him get up and tell the teacher, "You're going to jail." And then they said slur. It wasn't no regular fucking slur. In the video, you can actually hear this kid again saying the N-word right after this. So I mean, obviously, if he showed it that he said it again, it's like, damn. Honey, did you not learn what the fuck just happened to you that you still decided to say that shit in front of your fellow black peers? Like, there's black students here, too. So it's like, you're not only offending him, and I hope you know this, you're also offending the ones, your students, your peers around you. Like, what? How is this not clicking in your fucking head, sir? So basically, after this whole incident, Valley High School teacher Kimberly Perry Carter, she went ahead and sent an email to all the parents, and this is what she had to say. As always, we want to keep you informed of important issues happening within our school community. We are aware of an altercation involving a staff member and a student. The information is primarily, however, preliminary. However, please know that CCSDPD is investigating the matter. Once we have information, we will share. We will be sure to update our community. As always, blah, 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 blah. But yeah. And then CCSD wrote the following statement. CCSD does not tolerate violence of any kind. Violence in any form is unacceptable and goes against the fundamental principles of education and respect. Any altercation between a teacher and a student is thoroughly investigated and appropriate to disciplinary action is taken. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck I'm reading, guys. My bad. CCSD said that Smith will be removed from the substitute pool and will no longer be eligible to serve as a substitute in the district. However, he actually was released the next day on Friday. He was released from custody and he has a court hearing that is going to be May 28th. So a couple weeks from now. So until then, he's roaming free. And like I said, it was pretty weird to me that all of the Vegas news outlets in their articles, none of them said anything about the racial slurs that were said before and after. Really fucking weird. But I mean, hey, let's just hide the fact that there's fucking racist kids being taught by racist ass parents.
Well, I mean, it could even be like the parents had nothing to do with it. Just these kids feel like they can say it or don't care about it.
I'm gonna say this here. And it's honest. I don't know if he said the hard R in the beginning. At the second one, he didn't say the hard R. He ended it with an A. So whether or not he started it with the hard R, I'm not sure. But I'm going to say this, and this is coming from somebody who's born and raised in Vegas. We all know Mexican OT. Who else? Who else says the N-word that's Hispanic? That's famous.
I can't think of it right now.
All right, so let's take Mexican OT, for example. He says the N-word in some of his songs. He goes on to telling everybody why he thinks that he has the right to say it or whatever. He says that where he grew up in Texas, it's a regular schmegular word, like, what's up, bro? Or, you know, like, they say it like that around everywhere. He's like, we'll say it around black people. It's cool, whatever, like, no offense. Not even just that, on Facebook now people are using the little ninja when they want to say that word, and it's like, bro, like,
you might as well say it.
Like, what is the difference? Like, we already know what you're trying to say. It's like saying OMG, oh my god. Like, Christians don't get caught saying that because they know what it's, you know,
right?
So it's like, you're already practically saying it. What's the difference now between you sharing a little ninja about it and you actually saying the fucking word? So, just like the Mexican OT, I want to say this. In Vegas, it's honestly the same shit. A lot of fucking people say it in their day-to-day lingo, and they'll say it around, you know, African Americans, and like, some might get pressed about it, some might not. It's who you fuck around and find out with. But if he said it just with an A, I mean, it's still not right, but it's like, I do see why he feels like he can, because in the Las Vegas area, it is something that is thrown out around there a lot. A lot of people do use it, and it's just like fucking Mabu, Lil Mabu. Everybody knows this motherfucker wants to say it. Like, it's like the way that it's used now, I know it's like a term that wasn't good before, but now I feel like they changed the term to where it's just like, yo, bro. But I don't know whether he said it with a hard R in the second when he did it say it with an A. I'm not playing devil's advocate at all either. Like, I don't know what happened before that led up to it. So I don't really want to say anything opinionly either. Because at the same time, like, damn, bro, like, you could have just done something else to make him teach his lesson. Like, yeah, you put hands on him, whatever. But, I mean, at some point, the kid got backed up and still, like, he still went for those punches. So it's like, I mean, I don't know, man. To who, you know, fuck it. I don't fucking know. But this was some crazy stuff. Just wanted to throw that out there. I'm not saying I'm okay with it either. It's just like that's how it is out here, just the way how it is over in Texas. Like,
well, to
and
me,
and online,
to me, it seems like a lot of the younger generations, like, that are kind of adults, to where
like high schoolers
our age, a little bit above our age, like 30s and down,
mm-hmm.
Don't have necessarily a problem with. If other races say
this guy was 27, though, the teacher was 20. Fuck, he's young. Hold on. Let me make sure. Yeah, he's fucking 27. Jeez.
That's what I was saying. Like, in like our
so young and from already our fucked generation, up his career.
Well, he just can't teach in this county, but from like our generation up, like a little bit and down from our generation, it doesn't seem like it's such a bad thing.
Necessarily. I think it really is. It just differs from who the person is.
Well, it does, but like at the same time, it's
also a respect thing too, because it's like you're not gonna fucking call your teacher that shit either. You're supposed to respect your elders. This guy's not old. I'm not saying that, but
either way, it's still somebody above you.
Yeah, like I'm not gonna go calling my teacher, "What's up, bitch?" Like the way I talk to my homegirls, like fuck no. Like it's still you're supposed to keep that level of respect there. You know.
So to me, it's like. We don't know if
like
anything,
if I go to school to call my teacher that.
If anything else led up to it, if he kept calling him that or using the word around him and he didn't like it, we don't know. You know what I'm saying? This incident could have been months and months like happening. So the way I see it, I like how he didn't get to where he can't use his degree anywhere else because it is messed up if that was to happen.
I think it's messed up that they're not giving both sides of what happened.
Well, I mean, yeah, but like from what we got, basically, I don't think it's messed up that they still allow him to teach anywhere else because you would, like I said, we don't know what this kid has done. We don't know what he's called him before, if he used a hard R or not, like whatever he did that led up to this. And I feel like as the student, he should have some other consequences because it's like, what happens if they already had a talk with the parents or some shit like that and the parents just don't care?
Well, it's like we said, like I just said right now, like you still went ahead and said it after the ass beating too. Like, what the fuck? So the ass beating didn't knock the word out of you? Like you felt like you still could say it again once you seen teachers were having your back? Like, well, I mean, honey, I'm sorry. That's pussy shit.
Once you, like, to me, it was like once that teacher smacked the fuck out of him and, like, made him go back.
You should have been like, it was okay, enough I'm not, to be like, all right. Somebody to fuck with.
Well, it was just enough to, like, okay, like, fuck it. Just walk off. Go do whatever you have to do, basically. Even if you look like a bitch, like, you know.
He embarrassed himself.
But the fact that you went back to go ahead and tell the teacher some more shit and try to fight him, like, come on, bro.
It's an ego thing. It for sure was an ego thing to that little boy. And I'm saying, I don't know, a part of me wants to say, hey, you got the ass beating you deserve, because some of these kids really need a fucking ass beating, and I hate to say this, is not an ass beating, but they need something to put them back in line, because these kids are really fucking out of pocket nowadays, and I hear not just from on the news, from friends with younger siblings, I'm living with like younger siblings, I hear their friends, like, bro, like, y'all need to fucking chill. So, yeah, guys, that's what happened in Las Vegas Valley High School. Let us know what you guys think. Like I said, I'm kind of 50-50 whether or not he deserved it. I feel like the teacher maybe could have held them down or something, or like, I don't know. It also could have been handled differently. I know, shit, if that were my kid, honey, you call me and I'll beat the shit out of him. How about that? You call me and I'll beat his ass in front of his friends. You don't put hands on my kid, I will fucking smack the words off his lips. Trust me. But I'm not gonna say that I'm abuse my children when I have them. No, but shit, I'm gonna smack the word off your fucking lips. That's for sure. But other than that, yeah, it's just all about respect, to be honest.
Yeah, basically, if you don't learn it now, you're gonna learn it like that kid did, like either that or in the streets where somebody's not gonna stop, you know. So
if you get a real big, a big man, let's say you get somebody like BBL Drake, he might just
BBL Drizzy
get bust a cap in your ass. He hears you saying that shit. But yeah, guys, let us know what you guys think about that. Comment down below. If you guys know anybody who went to that school, I just feel bad for the little kids that were probably scared seeing all that shit. Let's see. Let's go ahead and move on now, though. All right, so this is our dream segment, a segment where we go around telling people our dreams that we've had in our sleep. We have a Google form down below in the bio where you yourself can submit a dream so we can all share it out loud here on the podcast together. So, again, dreams that we've had before or dreams that we've had recently. Do you have a dream that you've had or no?
Not that I can think of right now.
Sheesh. All right. I didn't really have a dream, but I did. You know how we're watching Chucky right now?
Yeah.
I was just watching Chucky in my head. Like what we watched, I was just rewatching it in my sleep.
You're like, hold on, I must have missed something.
No, like, literally, I was just, like, re-watching the clips of Chucky in my sleep. So, guys, I don't know what obsession I have with Chucky that I stay dreaming about him, but this time it was because we were watching the show. So, it's been pretty good, guys. If you guys want to check that out, if you guys like some gruesome shit, I feel like he's getting a little gruesome in this season. But he went after some nukes, and that was pretty fucking cool. We're not if it were to happen in real life, nukes. But in the show. But yeah, that was pretty much just my dream. I was just rewatching scenes from the show. And the one that specifically that I was rewatching that was kind of fucking me up low-key was when he took out that president's eyes. That's something that I kept watching in my dream. And it was more like a horror, not a horror dream, a nightmare. There you go. I was more so having a nightmare than a dream.
Well, too, like, we were talking about this the other day when we were barely going to work, so we were talking about like the most gruesome scenes throughout the show so far, and the umbrella scene to me would have been like something so fucked up to dream about.
Before happening. We give people visuals so they don't feel uneasy in case they don't like that stuff, just go watch the Chucky show if you want to see what we're talking about with an umbrella. He got creative with that shit.
He did.
But yeah, that was my dream. So pretty short dream segment. It was a nightmare, actually. That was my nightmare. But honestly, I wasn't scared though. Take it as you may. It was there. So now, let's go ahead. And like I said, you yourself can drop a dream in that Google form. Please share it. Only us two can dream so much for you guys. So we'd appreciate it if you guys would to drop a dream. So now, let's go ahead and move on. All right. We're going to go ahead and go into... it's also serious, but... it's not here, but, you know, they're starting it in Florida. And Florida, man, you stay fucking up, dude. You stay fucking up. So, DeSantis, if you guys know him, he just signed a bill that in Florida bans counties from requiring heat and water breaks for the workers that work outside. So, that basically means right now it's required for them to give you water breaks and, you know, cool down breaks. It gets hot out here. You're going to need to relax for a second before you overheat yourself and pass the fuck out. Now, they don't have to give you that. Now, you can just work straight, full hours. No. And even with some of the ones in Florida, shout out to Isis from IE and Besties. She said that they don't even get bathroom breaks sometimes, and that they literally that's why we get salmonella in some of our foods, because they use the restroom out there on the fields or on themselves. So if you guys like learning stuff like that, go watch IE and Besties. Isis has a few things to say. But yeah, now they're not gonna have to give them water breaks. And I wanted to talk about this because it relates to practically every man in my fucking family if it hits here. You, my dad, my uncle, shit, your uncles, you, all of you guys. So do you think that you could work your full, sometimes 10-hour shift? Do you think you could work that full shift without water?
I mean, there's times where we have worked and, like, I get water here and there, but it's not like we're constantly getting water. So that's why it's like, to me, I don't understand why it's an issue when it's like a 2-minute break, if that. You know, you just get a little bit and just keep going.
Like, I don't even fucking work outside. I work in AC fucking places. And for me, I at least, I have to get a fucking water break. If I don't, like, I'll drink some in the morning, but I literally feel so fucking parched before 11 o'clock, which is my normal lunchtime. But I have to go get some water because I'll start feeling like fucking dehydrated. And that's me being inside. So,
I mean,
I couldn't fucking imagine doing that outside.
And, like, the thing is, out here, like, the heat is like a dry heat. So it drains you a lot faster and shit. So that's why I'm like,
is if Florida it does. Hot?
It is, but it's more like a humid heat.
Oh, jeez.
So it's all sticky. You feel all hot. Like,
and humidity, gross. Does it take out the water? Oh, no, it adds more water into your skin, no?
It helps because, like, whenever, like, wind comes up, the sweat is what keeps you cooled down, kind of like a dog.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, dogs don't sweat, but, yeah, no.
Like a dog.
Huh? Okay.
You mean like us?
Yeah, like I meant like, you know how the dogs, when they open their mouth, like that's them cooling down because they can't sweat.
Oh.
So it's kind of like the same way, like we cool down on the outside. But anyways. So
would you feel like if they were to do this in right now where you're at, that it would be fair?
I mean, no.
Do you think that you could do it at all? Do you think your coworkers would be able to?
I think I would be able to handle it a lot better, but not my coworkers. Since they're a little bit older and stuff, like health wise and shit, they wouldn't be able to, for one. And two, like
I know, sure as hell, you wouldn't be able to have no bathroom breaks either.
The 120, 115 like degrees heat that we get sometimes is enough to make people pass out.
Who do you think of when you think of outside workers?
Construction, farmers, I mean,
landscapers,
roofers,
people who clean the streets outside.
Yeah, street vendors. I know California has a shit ton of those, and Arizona.
So now, guys, imagine all those people that don't get
even mechanic five, shops,
10 like, seconds to drink some fucking water.
Mechanic shop, tire shops. Like, you guys have to understand, like, there's a lot of places that even if they're working inside, they don't have AC. Like, the heat still gets to you.
So, guys, imagine being in Florida and getting some shit like this happening right when it's about to be the peak of fucking summer, right when it's about to start. So I think we need to do something about this for sure. If it comes here, oh, hell no. I'm going to every, well, I'm going to be at work. But I see any of y'all yellow vest people out there, I'm handing you a water bottle and I want to see you chug that shit in front of me. But that's fucked up, guys. Fucked up. Make sure you keep an eye out if you have anybody in Florida. Keep an eye out on them. Shit, if anything, we could probably get people some hydration packs and, you know, get them some good stuff to stay hydrated. So why they're trying to push it in Florida with the Hispanic workers, I don't fucking understand. It didn't work for you guys the first time. So what makes you think practically killing these people in the heat is going to make it any fucking better for you guys?
To me, it's like it's going to take them a lot more time to get back up, get back hydrated and shit, that these companies are going to suffer as well.
Mm-mm-mm. All right. So now let's go ahead and go into our next and final subject of the night before we go into our final segment. So shout out to my coworker. We're going to have to do this one quickly. But shout out to my coworker who asked this question at work the other day, and it was, would you get married to your partner if your parents didn't approve? And I have my answer if you want to think about yours. This is exactly what I said. So would you get married to your partner if your family didn't approve? My answer was, I would go ahead and do it because this is who I chose to have my life with. I was born to create my own life and create my family, my offspring. And if the person that I choose isn't okay with them, well, then that's too damn bad. This is who I choose to walk along eternity with and to be the parent of the father of my children. And if I think that they're capable to do it and capable to do it beside me, then you should too. And you should respect that. And if there's a reason why you might not like it, it better be a damn good reason. And if not, well, like I said, that's too bad. I'm here to create my own family now. And I have a toxic family and I'm trying to create one that's better than this one that I was born into. And hopefully they get to change and see how mine's comes out so they can take some of those qualities and put it in themselves. So, yeah, I'd do it.
I said yes, just because of the fact that it's like, you know, the person a lot more than your parents might in some situations, especially in an intimate. Well, not setting, just intimate, but just like
deeper level.
They don't really understand what you guys go through, what the other person takes care of while you're doing other stuff, you know, like how your guys' relationship really works. They don't understand, like, when you're sick, like, what the other person's willing to do or has been willing to do to help you out and shit. So I would say, yeah, like, I would, just because of the fact that it's like, you know that person a lot better than anybody else does. And especially being in hard, like, situations away from family, or not being able to, like, talk to family because you're upset with them or whatever the situation might be, like, that other person is going to have your back regardless of, you know? And if they're willing to have your back through it all, like, it shouldn't matter what other people think. That's going to be the person you're going to be with for the rest of your life, not them. That's a situation that you will have to deal with, not them. So it's not really like you need their approval necessarily. Like you said, if they have an issue or whatever, go ahead and let me know so I could keep an eye out, like, whatever. But if there's a situation where it's just like, I don't like them, or they're not the person that I would dream of or think of, like any parent would think, to me, it's just like, it's not what you want, but it's what I want.
And pretty much none of us, it was what, let's see, like around 5-6 people that we all answered, and we all basically said the same shit. We're still going to marry our partner. We don't care what our parents say. And some of them even already said how they cut off their family for their partner because they disrespected their partner and they felt like it was unnecessary disrespect. So they got cut off, and that was including parents. So I feel like that's fair. If you're disrespecting my person for fucking bullshit, why would I keep you?
Right.
So if you think otherwise, comment down below though, so we could hear. I'm curious to see the opposite side of this answer, because like I said, all of us, we were like kind of like, nah, we're gonna still do it. So curious to see whose answer would be the opposite of that. So yeah, comment down below. Now let's go into our final segment and listen to the clips from What Happens in Vegas. I'm gonna keep on the run, gonna have me some fun. It cost me my very last dime. He's not gonna know. None of them are gonna know your answers or the name of the podcast. So me, you, and the listeners will only know this. What's one secret you've never told your boyfriend before? We
just gotta be a secret? let's see. Probably, I need to think.
You're good. I'm gonna be shaking ass. Honey, that face is saying it all.
No, I feel like I can't come up with it. I don't know, probably, because, like, I've told him stuff, but I've never told, like, I've told him that I played a guy before, but, like, I've changed, you know? Okay. But I never told him that after, like, I played him, that, like, I actually talked to him, and, like, I was close to dating him, but, and that was before I started talking to him. Okay. But that was like right before. But
I mean, that's none of his business if you guys weren't together.
Yeah.
What about one embarrassing moment that you're not gonna tell him?
Probably an embarrassing moment.
Maybe something happened when you were a little kid. You peed yourself or something. That's one of our most common ones.
I used to pee myself a lot. I didn't stop until like I was like older. Probably like it was a problem. Like, I was old and I was still being myself. Like, it was like elementary school. Like, I was still.
But, it's okay. Yeah. Same. It's okay.
So the first question is, what is one secret that you have kept from her so far?
I don't know. I don't really keep secrets. I'm an open book, but shit. One time she smelled bad, but I didn't tell her.
That happens sometimes. I can't blame.
You gotta deal with it.
Right. What about one embarrassing moment that you haven't told her about?
I don't know. I tell her about everything.
All right, so basically it's for a podcast. Like I said, you guys won't know each other's answers or the name of the podcast. Me, you, and the listeners right now. What's one secret you've never told your boyfriend before?
Honestly, I'm very upfront about it, so I don't think I'll have any secrets from him.
That's good. What about one embarrassing moment that you probably never told him before?
About me?
Yeah. Unless you want to tell me his. No, but it's about you.
Oh, embarrassing moments? Oh my God, I have so many. Like today, I fell in the shower.
You fell in the shower? Oh, honey, you fell in the shower?
That was embarrassing.
That's from the shower?
No, I swear to God it was. I have a whole picture. I can prove it, I swear.
So what were you doing that you fell? You were shaving or something?
My neck, bro. I was like this, and then like the floor was slippery. We don't have like the mat, and then I slipped and then landed on my neck. Yeah.
Damn, you could have killed yourself.
I really could have.
Honey. There's some at the dollar store. Go get some. Damn, out here shaving and slipping. Did you cut your leg or nothing?
I didn't. Okay. It was saved.
That's.
And then I got fucked up.
All right, guys. That was you. Then you got fucked up to numb the pain, I guess. All right, guys. If you guys didn't hear it, that was today. So, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
So the first question is, what is one secret that you have kept from her so far?
One secret. Cover my mouth, bro. I didn't tell her that my old girl really fucked me up.
Okay, that's a good one. What about one embarrassing moment?
Embarrassing moment would be, I don't know, bro.
You go with the first one. Viva Las Vegas.
All right, those were our clips from our segment, What Happens in Vegas, a segment where we go around asking couples what's one secret you never told your partner before or embarrassing moment. And now we're going to talk about it with our first couple. The boyfriend's secret was that she smells bad sometimes and he don't want to tell her. Apparently, I fucking smell like ass too and you don't want to tell me.
I never said that you do. Okay, I just like saying like, oh yeah, sure. Because of the fact that I don't want you to feel bad.
You notice, guys, how it's always me getting thrown under the bus?
But Cap okay. As fuck. Go back a couple episodes, you guys, and she throws me under so many times. But anyways.
I don't smell, guys, I swear.
She doesn't. Unless you catch her.
After the gym.
After the gym with her dogs out.
Bitch.
I'm kidding.
All right. That's all you had to say? You made it seem like you had to say something else.
No.
He had no embarrassing secret. Now his girlfriend, she basically said her secret was he used to play men before him and she was so close to dating somebody. So I'm pretty sure she must have been talking to both of them at the same time then. Her embarrassing moment that it was a big problem that she peed herself a lot. Oh, big whoop, honey. You're talking to somebody else right in front of you that had the same issue. For our second couple, the boyfriend's secret was that his ex had fucked him up. Honey, I see why you keep that a secret. The trauma definitely is an issue. But, yeah, we've all been there, buddy. You don't got to keep it a secret. Just let her know. That way she can be
cope
a little precautious with certain things around you. Maybe it might trigger some PTSD. Because exes for sure give you PTSD. I don't like when people clap their hands around me, guys. Why? PTSD of an ex. All right. Imagine I do meet and greets and when people are mad at me, they're going to come up clapping and shit. Ha 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 ha.
That's so fucked.
Please don't do that, guys. For the girlfriend, she had no secret, but her embarrassing moment was she fell in the shower when she was shaving because she had no shower carpet in there, whatever that shit's called. Right.
Cap.
And she fell on her neck and she showed me a bruise on her neck.
Cap.
I called, it was like, bitch, you got a hickey. Why are you trying to lie to me about it? Come on, like, you ain't fooling me. If I'm not getting fooled by your shit and he's getting fooled by it, ta pendejo el wey. Because how do you get hit on your neck and this bruise is round? What hit your neck that was round? Because if you hit, the only thing that I can see my you getting hit with in the shower is by, like, the rim of the tub.
No, because it'll leave a
line.
Line mark all the way through.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're going to get a line. You're not going to get no fucking perfect circle on your neck under your earlobe.
She hit that shit with the fucking shampoo bottle.
That's probably, like, the only way. But, guys, this was literally a circle under her earlobe.
Caught slipping.
No mames. Like, there's no way. I guess.
What the fuck were you trying to do? Like, even shaving, I don't see, like, how you can necessarily fall unless you're over here, like, moving a lot.
Well, she had no thing in her shower, no carpet.
Still, like,
I mean, that should get slippery.
But it's like, bruh, you hit, and then especially the fact that you said, I hit my neck. Like, girl, you should have been dead.
That's what I'm saying.
Shut, like, the fuck up, cracked, like,
your neck, dude.
You would have hit that shit and you have been on 1,000 ways to die.
Yeah, comment down below, do you guys believe her? That she hurt her neck in the shower? Or is her man just ignoring the red flags because he's still caught up on the trauma from the last one?
He's caught up in that shower.
Sheesh. But yeah, guys, those were our couples from What Happens in Vegas. Comment down below what you think. Do you believe her? Do you not? Have you ever gotten a circle under your neck because of a shower? Let me know. All right, we're going to wrap it up here now. Do you have anything you want to say?
I'll let you guys know what I eat today, next episode.
Or on the TikTok, on the TikTok.
Or on the talk.
Tiki talk, 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 talk. Is that all you have to say?
That's it.
All right, guys. So again, welcome into this beautiful month of May. I hope it brings you good energy. I send you good energy. And wake up, wake up. It's the first of the month. I hope you started it with sin vergüenza. And I hope you enter and leave it sin fucking vergüenza. Without shame. All right. So we're going to go ahead and wrap it up here. Lovely episode. Cheers, cheers, cheers. All right. If you listen on Apple or Spotify, drop a 5-star review. Put a little comment within that review. If you're on YouTube or any other platform, like, comment, share, subscribe. If you go down to the Spotify, I have a little questions you guys can interact with there. Again, in the bio is a Google form where you yourself can drop dreams. That way we can listen to it together on the podcast in the dream segment. You could also ask for advice or leave a confession or drop some 2 cents that are a little too juicy for the comments. Other than that, I'm pretty sure I'm good off of everything. If you guys go in the bio, you'll see the Instagram and the TikTok. If you simply go to the Instagram, you can find all the links to anything that you're looking for, all the content. You'll find everything and anything that you need from Sin Vergüenza on the Instagram. It's sin.vergüenza_pod. Again, sin.vergüenza_pod. And again, today we finally announced our name for our segment, Uncontrolled Women. That's finally not just a random ass unnamed segment now. But yeah, other than that, thank you for listening. Check out Foodie Fest next year, guys. And if you went already this year, this weekend, let us know what you ate, what you like, what you didn't like. Was it worth it, not worth it? Tap in, comment down below so next year we can try whatever you got. Other than that, like I said, have a good, happy first day of the month, and peace out, bitches. No tienes vergüenza, mami. Baby, quiero ser el río de tu Tokio. Chingamos en la casa.